It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
Featuring special guest star Stan Freeberg as Sherlock Holmes.
In our last episode, we'd learned that Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve had made a literature jump into a classic Sherlock Holmes story where Dr. Floyd had been cast in the role of Sherlock Holmes' trusted assistant Dr. Watson, and Dr. Steve had been cast in the role of classic literature's first real supervillain, Professor Moriarty. We now find Dr. Floyd and Sherlock Holmes in deep discussion as they walk along a small path in Switzerland heading up to Reichenbach Falls.
I just wish you'd return to London, Watson. What with word that the police have rounded up all of Moriarty's gang, but the professor himself has eluded capture. Things will no doubt get extremely dangerous now. Moriarty will stop at nothing to get his revenge.
There is no danger too great that will persuade me to leave your side, Holmes.
Well, could I convince you to stop holding my hand?
Oh, sorry. I'm afraid of heights.
Just as Dr. Floyd and Sherlock Holmes reach the rock outcropping overlooking Reichenbach Falls, a messenger runs up the path behind them.
Dr. Watson.
Yes?
Sir, an urgent message for the manager of the hotel you stayed in last night. One of the other guests has taken ill and there's no other doctor around. The manager asks that you please return immediately to see to her care.
Watson, you cannot deny that request. You must return to the hotel at once.
But Holmes, I just promised to remain by your side no matter what.
Watson, how long have we known each other?
We met in junior high school, didn't we?
No. Elementary, my dear Watson.
Ooh, that was a bad one.
The point is, you know me well enough to know that I can take care of myself.
I suppose.
So I order you to return to the hotel at once, and I don't want any more of your rumblings of mutiny. Did you hear me, Watson?
Oh, sorry. I was just waiting for a sound cue.
Sound cue?
Forget it. I shall go to the hotel and return at once.
Dr. Floyd hurries back down the hill, and as he does, he turns and looks over his shoulder at the path to see if he can spot Sherlock Holmes near the top of the falls. While he can't quite see the great detective as the rock outcropping is hidden from view, he does see a sinister-looking figure creeping up the path towards the top.
Now, I wonder who that sinister-looking figure creeping up the path towards the top could be. Wait a minute. I remember the details of this story now. This is the one called Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure of the Final Problem. In it, the message about the sick hotel guest is a fake. Moriarty sent that message to get Watson to leave Holmes alone on the cliff so he could confront him one-on-one. I gotta get back up there because I remember how this story ends, and if I don't make it in time, it's not gonna be good for Sherlock Holmes or Dr. Steve.
As Dr. Floyd dashes back up the way he came, let us cut to the top of the cliff above the falls, where we find Sherlock Holmes coming face to face with his arch nemesis, who also happens to be Dr. Floyd's arch nemesis.
Why, hello there, Sherlock Holmes.
Moriarty! Ha ha! I knew you'd be here.
Let me guess. You knew that I'd be up here because when I visited you in your office the other day, you saw that I had a speck of mud on my shoe, and that mud was a particular shade of brown that can only be due to the unique mineral makeup of the mud found here at Reichenbach Falls. So you cleverly deduced that I'd been up here previously looking for places to ambush you.
No. I knew you'd be here because you booked your travel through my brother, Mycroft.
I'll accept that.
It is time to finish this once and for all, Moriarty.
I couldn't agree more.
I agree with your agreement that it is agreed that we both agreed that...
Oh, don't start that again. Look, let's just hurry up and get this fight over with. I have plans to invade Russia later this afternoon.
Funny. I thought that was just a figure of speech.
How's that?
Nothing. Let's begin, but I must warn you, Moriarty, that I'm well practiced in the martial art of Baritsu.
And I must warn you, Holmes, that I have a black belt in screaming and running away when I'm about to lose.
Ha! So it begins. Ha! Dodge! Parry! Oof! Take that!
Ouch!
Hikiba!
Hey, watch it!
Whoa!
Careful!
He!
Look out!
Nice one!
Whoa!
Take that.
Yee.
And that.
Careful, we're getting awfully close to the edge of the cliff there.
What's wrong with that? Don't you like ending the show with a cliffhanger?
Not when it's me who's hanging over the edge of the cliff.
The two foes struggle within inches of the precipice. It is at this exact moment that Dr. Floyd rounds the last bend in the path just in time to witness a shadowy form disappear over the edge of the cliff.
Oh no, I'm too late. Wait a minute. Perhaps there's one small chance left.
Dr. Floyd quickly reaches into the pocket of his coat and pushes the button on the translator remote control. There was a loud bang and a blinding flash of light, and Dr. Floyd vanishes, leaving only the cliff at Rickenbach Falls behind. Who was the shadowy form that toppled over the edge of the cliff? What did Dr. Floyd hope to accomplish by pushing the button on the translator remote control? And just how many times will we...
Mr. Narrator?
Yes?
I'm from the Village Green Preservation Society.
Later. Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 710 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Stan Freeberg as Sherlock Holmes. Be sure to pick up Stan Freeberg's History of the United States of America, Volumes 1 and 2, to hear the album that helped inspire the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. This episode also featured a special cameo appearance by June Foray. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written by Grant Bajoko and based on the stories of Sherlock Holmes by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Leave us a voicemail at area code 818-332-3053. Visit the brand new Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd store at www.drfloyd.com/store. This episode was recorded at Dr. Floyd Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, California. Episode number 710 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2008 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved.
Hey, Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd fans, want to look cool for back to school? Then you'd need the brand new official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd t-shirt, available exclusively at the Dr. Floyd online store at www.drfloyd.com. The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd t-shirt features a brand new drawing of the cast of the show on the front and our catchphrase and website on the back. The shirt is 100% cotton and comes in sizes for both kids and adults. Go to www.drfloyd.com right now to get your brand new Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd t-shirt. Hurry, though. Quantities are limited in this initial run. The brand new Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd t-shirt, available only at www.drfloyd.com. Get yours today and set your wardrobe to fun. Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 710, Holmes Alone. 4, 7, 25, 23, 8, 2, 3, 15, 3, 17, 7, 16, 5, 14, 5, 3, 23, 9, 7, 23, 7, 24, 18, 15, 14. And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun!